This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis Region and Southwest Missouri, Respondent Cross Appellant versus Andrew Bailey, Attorney General, State of Missouri, Appellant Cross Respondent, decided May 6, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Planned Parenthood of the Charter Number ED112842, St. Louis Region and Southwest, Missouri. Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis Respondent, Cheers Cross Appellant, Cause Num 2322-CC0637, versus Andrew Bailey, Attorney, Honorable Michael F. Stelzer, General State of Missouri, Appellant Cross Respondent. Filed May 6, 2025. Opinion Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis Region and Southwest Missouri, also known as Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, PPGR, and the Attorney General for the State of Missouri, AG Appeal, from the trial court's judgment on their cross motions for judgment on the pleadings partially enforcing the AG's civil investigative demand, CID, sent to PPGR. Granting and denying both motions in part, the trial court held the CID was authorized under the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, MMPA, paragraph 407.010.1(8)-ECQ. However, the trial court only partially enforced the CID by ordering PPGR to produce only those documents not protected by Federal 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise indicated. Two regulations enacted pursuant to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, HIPAA, two finding only patients may waive HIPAA confidentiality. PPGR and the AG each raise 5 points on appeal. PPGR first argues, the trial court erred in finding the CID was authorized under the MMPA because the CID's plain language shows the AG is investigating healthcare services, which are not covered by the MMPA nor regulated by the AG. PPGR next brings several constitutional claims, alleging the CID is an unreasonable search exceeding the scope of paragraph 407.040. It maliciously invades privacy by inquiring into gender-affirming health services for minors, and it violates the separation of powers by overextending the AG's executive power beyond MMPA enforcement. Additionally, PPGR asserts the trial court erred in failing to modify the CID consistent with PPGR's pleaded objections. The AG's 5 points each contend the trial court erred in ordering PPGR not to produce purportedly HIPAA-protected documents because either the HIPAA issues are unripe or because HIPAA expressly permits disclosure of all documents requested by the CID. We affirm the portion of the trial court's judgment granting in part the AG's motion for judgment on the pleadings because the CID is valid and enforceable as it is within the scope of the MMPA. We reverse the portion of the trial court's judgment declaring patient waiver to be the sole exception to HIPAA confidentiality, as that is an erroneous statement of law, because we find that the CID seeks neither privileged information nor protected health information. As the AG requests a privilege log and appropriate redactions, we remand the cause to the trial court to enter an order directing PPGR to respond to the CID in a manner compliant with relevant Missouri and federal law. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment in part and reverse 245 CFR, paragraph 164.500 et seq, 2024. Three in part, remanding the cause for the trial court to continue proceedings consistent with this opinion. Background. On March 10, 2023, the AG sent CID number 23-24 to PPGR. The CID arises out of the AG's investigation of alleged violations of Missouri's consumer protection law in the course of providing gender transition services to minors. The CID states the following. The AG is investigating whether Washington University Pediatric Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital, the center, or others in the state providing similar services engaged in any practices declared to be unlawful under the MMPA. The AG is inquiring into, among other things, the center's activities and representations in connection with products and services offered in Missouri. The AG has reason to believe that the center or others in the state may have used deception, fraud, false promises, misrepresentation, unfair practices, and or the concealment, suppression, or omission of material facts within the scope of the MMPA. The AG's investigation is based in part, but not limited to, allegations made in an attached affidavit, which the AG previously made public, containing sworn statements of a center employee. The AG believes that PPGR has information, documentary material, and or physical evidence relevant to the investigation. The CID directs PPGR to respond to the CID promptly and confidentially. The CID instructs that for responsive materials PPGR believed to be privileged, PPGR must produce a privilege log that identifies each document or communication, the basis for withholding it, and sufficient information T